Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Hello everyone. Welcome to the steering committee meeting for the month of February. No, January. Duh. We're still in January. Okay. So let's start with introductions. Why don't we start with Ron?
Ron Hernandez, membership committee co-chair.
Bill?
I, Bill Bloom, SFDPH, HIV Health Services, ex officio member.
Lee,
Lead your community engagement.
Kira,
Kira, Council Staff,
Mark,
Mark Molnar, council staff.
and Irma Parada, Council Co-Chair. Great. Oh, my phone just shut down. Sorry. Okay. Are we still going to review draft agenda? No, we don't have to.
Not really. I
So,
think we
okay.
can go by, we can go, we can
Do
certainly you,
announcements.
yeah, you can use the agenda, but there's no need to review it if we
Okay.
can't vote on it. Yeah.
All right. So, any announcements? Does anyone have announcements?
Just a reminder, I mentioned this in a couple meetings that for February, not for this month, for February, it looks like we'll be starting a half hour later and ending at 7 o'clock. The meeting room is not available until 4 o'clock, and we need time to set up, of course. So it'll be a 4:30 to 7 o'clock meeting on February 23rd, I think.
Okay.
I also have one announcement. It's just a reminder for folks who haven't yet to please fill out your 700 form. They did get sent out a little later this year, but they're still due at the beginning of April.
Okay. Thank you. I don't see any members of the public, so we are going to go into the committee and work report from each committee report. So we don't have, no, we do have community engagement.
Yeah, you do with Lee. I'm going to need help with this. Can you help me out, Kira? This is my first time here.
Yeah, of course. So let me pull up the agenda really quick. We had our normal review of items, so the agenda and minutes from November. And then Stephen went over the HCAP report. And so we received an update from him. We also had the co-chair elections, in which Lee was nominated as a new co-chair.
And Eric.
And Eric, yes. And then the group had a needs assessment slash COLA update, which then took us to the end of the meeting. Anything you want to
Kira.
add, Lee?
Nope, nothing. I'll be better prepared next time.
No, you're fine.
Thank you.
Pretty direct meeting.
Okay, we don't have anyone from Council Affairs, although I was present, and what I do recall is that we had we chose a chair and a co-chair, and so Chuck and Anna were elected. What else did we discuss? I forget what else we were discussed.
Bill Bloom
Yes.
presented on, well, had a discussion about his upcoming presentation.
Okay. Thank you. Membership committee, Ron?
Yes, yeah, we had a very short meeting. We didn't have much to discuss. We did have our elections for the coming, is it 1 or 2 years?
One.
Our
One.
1 year, okay. Our two incumbent co-chairs have been reelected for another term. That's Ron and myself and Elaine Flores. And nothing else to report from that. Unless you think, Kira, was there anything outstanding? No.
No, no. It is also a very short meeting.
So moving on to meeting evaluation, Kira is gonna present on that.
Of course, give me one second while I pull that up.
And this is for the meeting of the month of
November,
November.
yes. And then we did have at this at November's full council meeting, we had a total of 18 council members present. And we got back a total of, oh, can you everyone see this? All
Yeah, we
right.
can see it.
And we had a total of 12 surveys returned to us. All right, so I'll go ahead and get started. So for the first question, the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. Everyone agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Zachary Davenport. Everyone agreed. No comments there. The agenda was well planned. Everyone also agreed. No comments there as well. The Getting to Zero update by Susan Buchbinder was informative and relevant to the HCPC. Everyone agreed. And there were a total of six comments here. So we had excellent, thank you, great and informative, direct to the point, but easy flow. Lots of info, but presented well and clearly. Well done, lots of information clearly presented. The California Integrated Plan by Leroy Blaya was effective and engaging to the HCPC. Everyone also agreed. And there was a total of four comments. Great job. Thank you. Nice to see Leroy in person. Very detailed. He was very excitable, but good presentation. All right, and I want to welcome
Excitable.
Thomas.
Who are they talking about?
That was for Leroy's
Oh, for
presentation.
Leroy.
Yes. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. Everyone agreed. No comments there. As for what worked well during this meeting or what could have been improved, it seems like there were great discussions that were had. Someone wrote they loved the GTZ and California Integrated Plan presentations. Desserts, happy face. No suggested improvements. And microphones was a bit hard to hear sometimes. As for suggestions for future presentations or training topics, somebody wrote drug user health. This meeting received an overall 9.8, almost a perfect 10 out of 10. And I will stop sharing now.
Great, thank you. So we are going to go over the full agenda for the upcoming meeting on Monday.
Yeah. I have the incorrect date here, by the way, so please ignore. Oh, no, that's correct. Okay. I think it's saved incorrectly. Anyway, so here's our agenda. I'm giving an extra, so let's skip all the way to general updates. I'm giving an extra long amount of time as I did last month. Last month, there were some other catch up sort of that had to happen. This month, there might be a discussion to follow updates from Bill around how protocols, safety protocols, and perhaps consumer voices have been part of the discussion post the incident at General Hospital. So that'll be part of many updates, as you'll see under general updates. And I gave that a full half hour. And it can go longer. So if you figure that like it's 20 minutes in general for our updates, and then perhaps 10 minutes for discussion. If the need, if it does seem like the group wants to talk more, we can always pull 8 and or 9 off and move that to February or another month. So we have flexibility here, Thomas, as a facilitator, if that conversation goes over. And then if it doesn't go over, as you'll see there, we have per Lisa's suggestion in Council Affairs. It's not our simple, straightforward HRSA mandate presentation that we receive every year from me. It's also a discussion after that. That can be, I mean, I'll be presenting, so I'm happy to facilitate, but I think it would be great if the co-chair facilitating for the meeting would actually facilitate, but I'm fine either way. Maybe, Thomas, you and I can discuss offline unless you had a instant reaction to that or an instant offer to facilitate the discussion.
I am totally fine facilitating the discussion, Mark. So thank you for the offer
Yay!
to.
Excellent. Great. And so the discussion is pretty, it's like, it's Elise wasn't very specific as far as like her goals, but she did want to talk about like, well, what do you all feel like is our purpose? You know, it's just kind of a level set as far as like, what is the reason for our existence and our continued work on this council, which I think is an is a nice thing to have every now and
Maybe if
then.
you and I could just touch base offline to drill down just a hair so I feel more solid in the but happy to do it.
Excellent.
Great.
Thank you, Don. And then after that, the rest of the night, after our dinner break, the rest of the night is Bill. We might end early or we might not, depending on how long Bill's presentation is and how robust the discussion is. Bill, so I just did a little placeholder here for the mega trends, and I'm happy to change this to any description you prefer. I put down the council will receive its annual presentation from HHS regarding local, state, and national trends. Does that read fine to you, or would you like that changed?
That sounds great, although we haven't quite been annual leave it as such. I think it's been about 18, 20 months.
Yeah, we missed last year's, but for the most part, it's annual.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, thank you. And I'll stop share unless there's any other suggestions. Okay.
Thomas, do you want to take it over?
This meeting?
I'm not
Sorry,
sure if
thanks.
there's anything else after this, since we can't really
Yeah,
do a
because we the
P&P without
bylaws. Yeah.
quorum. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. All right.
You did all the hard work, Irma. So,
Thomas can close. Thomas can close the meeting.
close the meeting, Thomas.
Wow, I'm
Go
lucky I
for
got
it.
my attendance and meeting adjourned.
All
I
right.
will actually, sorry, before we jump off, just what's rattling us is just the cuts that have come, so that were announced on
Friday.
Friday, that they are proposals at this particular moment, and that there is community feedback happening. There were two community meetings that happened, and then there's also an email address for folks to respond. And then there's the Health Commission meeting as well, I believe, on the 4th. So just to put that out there, it's definitely impacted some of our capacity building programming here at CHUP.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. It didn't sound like direct service programs were being touched at all, but I did notice in the report back from some of my colleagues, capacity building. And that, so yeah, so that's definitely within CHIP. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, for sure. So we just came out of an all-HAP meeting with folks. So that's there's a lot of energy around
And
that.
Thomas,
Great.
on Monday, I'm presenting kind of on the structure of those cuts, not specifically the CHEP cuts, but also sharing the Planning Council, the timeline, and the URL if people want to make comments. So that will be part of my report on Monday.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, is there any update from that news that you provided us last year? That is that steam full steam ahead?
You asking me, Mark? And if so,
Yes.
which one? There's two cuts. There's a 17
The
month.
switch the switch over to how the awards are configured.
Yes, you're stealing the thunder, Mark. Yes, they haven't officially announced it, but I spoke to Chrissy Abrams, who's the director of DMAP. She said yes, it's being implemented for CARE. So this is a formula allocation change from residents at diagnosis to current residents that will result in a 19%, $2.3 million reduction for San Francisco, phased in over 5 years, and that is happening. And that's also in my report. If you guys keep going, I can skip the report. More questions.
No more questions for me.
Okay. So, Thomas, you might in your report want to put in the CHEP cuts because I'm not exactly sure what they are because we get a, such a high level thing. It's kind of hard to figure out
Thank
what
you,
it is.
Bill. I will definitely do that. And I have an understanding of what they are. Okay, thank you. Great. Any questions on that? If not, we can adjourn. Again, thank you, Irma, for stepping in my absence. I always appreciate
Yeah.
the partnership.
No problem.
And we will
No
see
problem.
everybody on Monday.
See you
Have a good
Monday.
Friday and a
Have
good
a good
weekend.
one. Bye.
Mark, are you free now for a
Yes.
minute? Cool. Just want to.
I wonder if I can reclaim host from.